So now it's 8 o'clock. Oh, no, you see it as 11:30 p.m., right? I always forget how you see it because it's not the way I see it. I have a totally different perspective on time. And so what you see, you think it happened. I said this, I probably will say this again next week is the problem. Now that I've gotten onto this idea of saying this. You probably will think I'm repeating myself a lot because in the future I'll still be trying to understand that this is happening and I'll have to explain it to myself over and over again and you'll think I'm explaining it to you because I just won't be able to stop thinking about it. So I'm sorry for all those times that I told you about the past being the future. That must be very boring by now. I just don't know it because I'm moving in the other direction. So to me, you know, I don't know how long it goes on from here. I just assumed that I would stop talking about it soon. But now I remember, you know, because I'm going in this direction, I remember that wait a minute. If I can remember that I did it already, I must be going in the same direction as you. You must be experiencing it the same way. So this week for me is this week for you too. No, that's not possible. I'd be on live. Oh, but it's only 8 o'clock. Oh, I see. Okay. And you're at 11:30. So I'm not quite in sync with you. I guess I'm in like a parallel dimension where it's only 8 o'clock where you are. I've gone past you in time. I'm slightly behind you now. That's interesting. I'm moving in the same direction, but slightly behind you. That's very interesting. I didn't notice. I mean, that's, wow. So, but at least what seems to be next week to you is next week to me, and I don't know what's going to happen then. But what seems to be last week for me is actually last week for you, and I remember that I played a lot of John Gilley messages, but I don't even remember what I did for the rest of this episode, so I must have just recently started moving in this direction in time. That's weird. That's kind of annoying, you know what I mean? It is. It's annoying. And the problem for me with that is that, you know, I might as well be doing something that I did, like, you know, many, many years ago. You know, only, always, never again. You know, that sort of thing. Wait, that's not right. It's not. I don't know how that happened. This is better.
You know, weirdos. I thought I wasn't really ready for this particular broadcast.
But I'm in the future, so I know that you are ready.
I think I was wrong about that. I think I'm very ready for this broadcast.
Well, that's good, because I predict you'll be ready. Oh, I'm moving in the other direction again.
People are tuning in these days to this podcast. And,
this seems like very far in the future now.
You start to wonder if you know what you're talking about.
This is something that I only think might happen.
Anything to say?
Yeah, this is something that I thought I might do in many years from now. But I must have already done it.
Ask a question.
Because I'm moving in that direction. I was moving in the other direction when I started playing the thing, and it seemed like the past at that moment. Like it was long in the past.
So now, you know, I was not sure that I had anything to say, but I thought
you do. You don't.
That's why I'm here.
You're here to say something.
I am here for all the people who have nothing to say.
Oh, I have nothing to say, but I want to say it just the same.
I'm going to say it anyway.
I'm going to just say it, even though it's nothing.
I think it's important to remember.
Important to remember what?
Because sometimes I forget that I have nothing to say, and then I think I have something to say.
No, you do have something to say.
Really tough.
I'm going to tell you what to say.
Start looking for it. What was that thing that I have to say? I know. Oh, no, what was it?
You don't have to say anything.
What was the thing that I was going to say? When I had the chance to say something, I was going to get up and say this thing.
That's good.
This is the thing that I should say.
Well, I'm glad you said it.
Because everyone needs to know.
No, you could say it, but you'd never know if you said it or not. You wouldn't be sure.
I'm feeling a lot of emotions today.
Yeah, me too.
What are you feeling?
What are you feeling?
A bit angry.
Angry.
Yeah, me too. Very angry.
A bit pathetic.
Sad, pathetic, yes, but, you know.
That's too bad.
I understand. I really understand why you feel that way.
Like I should care.
Yes, you should.
I don't care if you're feeling pathetic.
You don't care, well, but if he's
me.
But you should be sympathetic to his pathetic feelings.
A bit apathetic.
Oh, you're apathetic. He's being apathetic.
I don't care what you think about
it. But couldn't you be sympathetic?
He's totally apathetic.
But be sympathetic while he's being pathetic. I mean, if you were sympathetic to his pathologies...
Sure, there's a lot of people listening to these broadcasts, but are they really listening?
Nobody's listening.
Listening to them?
No one's... Oh, well, there might be somebody listening, but that would only be one person.
Are you really listening?
I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm listening to you.
Are you really listening to me?
I'm really listening to you.
Listening?
I'm really listening.
To me?
To you.
Are
listening
you?
To you. No, not me.
Are you?
There's one person out there.
Are listening. You? Listening.
Nobody else is listening. Only one person.
I'm listening.
You're not listening. You are the broadcaster.
I've been listening better lately than ever.
That doesn't make any sense. You're in the future.
You're not the future.
You are the future. It proves that you're the future because I knew what I just said complimented what you said. So it means that to me, you're the future. But I knew it, so I did it in advance.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
There's more to it than...
No, there's no more.
Thing? That what? Seems too simplistic, don't you think?
No, I don't
think so.
No, I don't think
context?
So. No.
I think it's taking it out of context.
I think that's
way.
Not out of context. I think that makes a lot of sense.
A second. I mean, sometimes you... Right?
This is obviously the future, and I'm moving
right.
into the past.
It's just time to move for the past.
I can only weep for the past because I'm already in the future. What are you talking about? One of those things.
So I thought it must be out of context.
Well, that's what you just said.
On another track, I think I'll have to add.
I said it's not out of context. Oh, that was what you just said. See, I'm moving in the other direction in time, so it's very confusing for me that you keep speaking backwards.
Fear not the future.
I do not fear the future.
Weep not for the past.
I weep for the past.
Oh, could I win your ears to dare be now glorious and great and calm?
But you don't understand.
Cast into the dust those symbols of your woe.
Those aren't your words.
Gold and steel that you would go.
Yes, I can understand.
Since you came, that want and plague and fear.
Why would you quote that person?
And that mankind is free. And that the shame of royalty and faith is lost in peace.
That doesn't make any sense. Why would you be...
Well, if not, I come to say that later, while the stranger spoke, among
I don't...
the council, sudden tumult and a fray arose.
But you couldn't possibly
many
know that.
For many of those warriors young had his eloquent accents fed and hung like
but it's... It's not something you would have read.
And from their thrones in vindication...
Oh, that was in the past for you. This guy already wrote that book.
Without Ruth...
A long time ago for you.
Stabbed.
Right, that's a long time ago for you, isn't
they
it?
They stabbed them in the back and sneered.
Because for me, it's so it could only be
those
hundreds of years in the future.
Grave.
This guy must have been writing. What I think. Like
what
I'm 50 years from
now?
No, all right, 130 years from now. That's all I would predict.
His dagger on the ground.
Maybe someday, but a long time from now. Oh, I guess that would be a long time in the past. So that's why you're quoting something from a long time ago. You're not making it up, and then someone else steals it. This is something that you heard or you're reading. I understand.
It makes the veil not that I weep for ye.
I see.
You cannot change since ye are old and gray.
Well, that's good for you.
And ye have chosen the lot.
Oh, hello.
Must be. So you see what I mean.
No, but you don't make any sense.
What's more interesting to me?
Yes, if you already said that.
Moment.
Yes?
At which a thought begins.
Okay, the thought is about to begin.
Before we've categorized it.
Oh, that's the past for you.
Way before we've...
So your thoughts go from expression to conception, and my thoughts go from conception to expression. That's right, a thought backwards. Backwards, it seems backwards to me. That's the problem. It seems backwards to me, because I'm moving in the other direction in time.
Electrical impulse beginning somewhere inside.
You haven't said that yet. Oh, that's good. That means I'm moving in that direction in time again. I remember now. No, I predicted. Oh, I can't tell the difference.
Binary code of the mind.
Maybe this is the middle. This must be the middle. Is this the middle?
No.
No? I thought this might be the center. Wait, isn't this the center of everything?
What?
The center of everything.
A bit from the writing of Albert Einstein.
Einstein? Awesome. That's a relative. So Einstein was in the future and in the past.
I have been staying in this.
Oh, but you wouldn't know that. Because it's your future.
And yesterday I was shown.
And he wrote this in my future. So for you, it's the past, and he already wrote that. But the Albert Einstein I remember is the one from your future. When he comes back in time, and he has to rewrite this.
One realizes that one's attached to old Europe.
It's
his problem.
When he's actually writing this, the version I know, it's the future for you. Because I remember when he wrote it in the future, I mean in the past, for me, when he wrote it, it was about time
today
itself.
The first time this year.
Like his memory.
Sunshine has made its appearance and it aroused me.
You know, he's remembering things.
To which people like myself.
And so in the future, what you'll see as the future.
Rise up from an earlier
the Albert Einstein I remember from my past took these quotes and then had something to say about
living in itself.
The fact
so
that they...
sad, I just don't want to cry ever
oh,
again.
Oh, that's so sad. So sad.
Many happy emotions and many confused.
Happy emotions.
Confused.
Annoyed. I'm really glad you're here.
What are the feelings we all live with?
I feel like the past and the future are finally combined into something. Me being from the future and you being from... I mean, I'm me being from the past and you being from the future.
Do it now.
It's your future.
Do it now.
I know it's the future, that's why I said that. Because I remembered it was the future.
Yes, I can control it.
No,
can? Control me.
No, don't try to control it. It can't be done. You'll never even attempt it. I predict you'll never attempt it. I mean, I remember, you didn't even try.
It's not a problem. Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
Well, that's even better that way, isn't it?
No, it isn't. It's not better. Don't say that. How would you even know if it was better or not?
That's a lot of fun.
No, it is. That's boring.
There's still time for the rest.
No, there's no more time. The episode is just about to end. Oh, I guess we're in the middle. Didn't I ask you before if it was...
Since
oh, that
down then,
that's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you if it's the middle.
It's all the same.
It's pretty soon.
A kind of magic.
In like
free
a... Right, it's magical.
Things into the realms
in a minute.
Lives at 10.
What are you talking about?
What have long since not been there?
Oh, you're quoting someone from the past again.
Like drifting clouds, but swing the keys.
See, I would predict that someone far in the future would write this. It seems like just the sort of thing that in a few hundred years, I would imagine people might write.
Why not?
Oh, it feels that way.
I don't know. I just came in here because...
I mean, I already said that.
You don't know about the thing outside the
I must have spoken about it too often.
My name is Ernest.
You're listening. When you listen to this episode, you hear it forward.
Outside the door. They said
so you're listening. When you're listening to me, you've already heard this.
If I wanted to do a production of Faust,
no, this you haven't heard this yet.
Read Mephistopheles for you.
This is the next part's for you. So it's the past for me.
So what do you think?
I don't think about it.
A glowing tripod tells you in the end you are descended with no
kid. Really? That's amazing.
Oh, I just wanted to do Faust.
I think it's great.
Yeah. That's all we ever say. Get out of here.
Understand.
Come over here. We're doing here.
I don't understand.
Here.
Are you using some episode from your past?
Where
is
here
back?
Anyway?
That's, I would predict you would do
not
that.
Where I am. Where I am.
No, you're not there. I'm in the future. No, I'm there.
I'll quote The Simpsons as I often do.
Oh, please go right ahead.
During the podcast.
Okay, but go right ahead and quote it.
Grandpa Simpson says,
ah. I know what you're going
to
say.
I used to be with it.
Now I remember you said, I used to be with it.
They changed what it was.
And I mean, you were going to say, what I've been with ain't it. And then, what I'm with ain't
what
it.
What is
I remember now. And
what is weird and scary.
Got it. So that's what you're going to say.
It'll happen to you.
Okay, so but you'll say it in the other order. If I was looking at it from your time period, right, you're going to say that
what's
next. I don't know.
What's with it?
I don't.
Boring at
what's
worst.
Excellent. Oh, you think that's not going to happen to you, but I remember that it did eventually happen to you.
Okay. Get started.
All right.
That's me. I'll give you some instructions.
Okay, you're the future.
How many should I make?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Slight modification.
Yes.
Various methods of feeder regulation.
Feeder regulation.
Direct current.
Direct current.
May be applied to alternating current.
Okay, good. Alternating current.
So yeah.
Distribution.
Right.
For instance, if you didn't say that,
a non-inductive electrical resistance, the voltage consequences are not dropping,
and you can't tell me
therefore feeder regulation by means of real
say,
practically the same.
And I don't even understand.
That's weird, man.
In order to regulate voltage, that's the beginning of the end.
By means of alternating current regulators.
Alternating current regulators.
A device of this kind.
A device under this transformer can probably become excited by hits directly to cross the circuit. I can almost predict what you're going to say. Because I remember it. No, I mean, I remember what you're going to say.
By this method,
you said it.
The circuit,
it's like I'm almost in sync with you saying what you're saying. But it's just a little bit off. So I can... I'm having trouble remembering it because it's happening so fast. It's just the next thing that happens. Oh, I think that we're just... I'm so close
getting yourself all
to being far away from
pretty much ready.
Okay.
Fully connected.
No, you said... I predict you're going to say that you're not ready to do the show.
Only if you're fully connected.
So
you get fully connected now.
I predict at the beginning of... I mean, at the end of this show, I predict you're going
to
say...
Trust me when I tell you I'm fully connected. I'm
that you're ready, and you're going to complain about it now as you're fully connected.
Everyone's fully connected.
I'm fully connected. Why would you ask that?
You to get ready
to receive. That's what you just said. I understand.
Here we go.
Is that already happened? No. See, for me, that already happened.
Is this the thing right
now? No, you don't understand. For me, that happened in the future. No, I mean, I can tell that it's about to happen. I knew it. I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that. No, all right, just a second.
Here it comes.
Here it comes. Now you're going to say it. No, no, okay, in a few seconds you're going to say it. Oh, I mean, a few seconds ago you just said, here it comes. Right? Am I right? Okay, so that's how it works. That's how I can remember the future. Remember your past. No, I'm sorry. It's my past, so I can remember it very easily, but you would not have had, you wouldn't have experienced it yet. So it would be amazing to you that I could predict what you were going to say. I mean, that I remembered what you were going to say. No. Oh, sorry, I got it wrong. I guess if I could remember to say it when this happens next time, I'll say it right.
Where is it?
It's here.
I thought I had it. But
you have it right now.
I don't have to send it again.
But I don't
you can
have
do it,
it
again.
There.
You're there.
Sure,
just don't say anything about it.
Why are you talking about it? There's nothing there.
There's nothing?
I saw it coming in.
Oh, come on. I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on, you can do it.
Then. No, now I know what you're talking about.
You're so demanding.
You're so demanding. Oh, I thought you were about to say that. That's why I just keep getting it backwards. Because we're almost together in time. And so what seems to be just about to happen for you already happened for me. Oh, I've explained this a lot, haven't I? I'll probably go on to explain this for a long time, won't I? Oh, that won't be good. You'll probably get bored and I'll have to split it up into episodes. Right, I remember. I split it up into episodes. And that's why I did it. Oh, if I can remember that, then that must not have happened yet. No, it did happen already. I already did it. I'm remembering the future. Okay. So you already did this a long time ago.
Only always.
Never again.
Only always, well, never again. Well. That's what you'll say. Oh.
That's all. I don't know what else to say.
You just know because you remember what I... For you, what I already said...
I have no... I know I didn't say much on this track.
You said something, and I hear you.
I'm planning to say a lot more on the next track.
No. The next track, I haven't heard yet.
You've heard enough.
I haven't heard the last track, the next track. For me, there's only this track, because you haven't recorded the next track yet. You just said you were going to. Oh, no, that was the past for you. Only you know, always, never again? Well, why did you call it that?
Next Monday night?
Oh, you did.
Really go anywhere.
That's funny. So we were in sync.
Go, is there? There's only your mind.
There's only my mind, and it's my mind. So that's why I can remember it, and you can predict it.
Each several levels.
You must be very good at predicting things. I mean, you must. Are you saying that backwards, or?
For you weirdos.
You're here for me, weirdos. I'm here for you, weirdos.
Call 1-800-WEIRDOS today.
Call 1-800-WEIRDOS today. And then you'll leave a message and we'll include it in the broadcast. 800-934-7367. Included in the broadcast. Call today. Call 1-800-WEIRDOS right now. Even though for me it's your past. And I'll get it in the past. That doesn't matter. I'll put it in a broadcast. It'll be the future for you. I mean, for me, it'll be the past. And for you, you'll not have heard it yet. So you'll call in next week or tomorrow or something like that. And you're calling after the show already happened. Oh. Dark. Yes, I remember this coming. Oh, everything is the same as it was last year. Okay, here's my finger and head.
They are staring at us as we fly.
Okay, I think that's enough. Why would you need to say anymore? I'm going to send you back into the past. He's going back into the past. And we'll be in the future on Radio Free Brooklyn. And today, and today, and yesterday is today, is tomorrow, is to yesterday, is today, is tomorrow, yesterday, always, never again. That's what I'd say if you were my friend. I'd sing you a song, it would be backwards, I suppose. And then you would say, you understand. And that would be useful for me. And I would think that there was something special about it. And it would at least be something that would last me the rest of the show, because I would be able to remember, or no, I would know that it was 5 minutes and 11 seconds long, because I would just know that. Oh, no, because I remember, no, because I looked at it, and when I looked down, I saw it in the future. So when I saw that in the future, I predict, when I see that in the future, I predict that I'll know exactly how long it is, because instead of showing me how much less time it's going, oh, it would actually seem to me like time in the future. So I would be able to predict by looking at the number that it's, see, 5 minutes and 11 seconds. But I wouldn't know that because I don't remember looking. That must have still be yet to happen for me. But for you, I probably already looked at it, and I probably already said that this tonight's show is going to be... No, you won't have heard me yet say that the last part of tonight's show involves a song that while it's 5 minutes and 11 seconds long, you won't hear the end of it because it got started before I ended the show. I mean, began the show. No, right, from your point of view, where I ended the show, the song wasn't finished yet, so you never got to hear what would have been the beginning. I'm sorry, what is to you the end of the song, but to me, I see it as the beginning of the song. So we're very close in time, even though when I started, it seemed like we were 4 hours apart. So maybe pretty soon you'll be able to call in. Or if you call in next week, like on a Wednesday at about 6 or 7 p.m., you might just have to leave a message at that point. I don't know what's really going to happen then. But I would predict that what is next week for me, that's last week, what's last week for me, I remember that you didn't call in. So I just played messages of other people who already called in. Or who were going to call in. No, is it people who are going to call in next week? No, that's right. I can't do that. And so you would have to say that I took messages from the past and I played them for you in the future. Because I recorded it last Wednesday. So if you call in next Wednesday, you'll get me last week. That's what if you could call in last week, if you had called in last week, I'd be able to put you in next week's episode. Right. Exactly. So what you have to do is go into the past now and call me last week. And then it'll be next week for me, for you, but I'll be moving backwards, so it'll be last week for me, okay? And they won't hear the end of this song, I suppose. I'll have to tell them all about how this song isn't going to end. And, oh, right, because for them, it'll be the end that they won't have heard, so that's how I'll explain it to them. And then everybody will understand when they're listening to this show that I'm talking backwards, because I'm talking backwards because if you didn't understand what I was saying, it wouldn't be worth it saying it to you. So starting next week, I mean, everything I've said up until this point in the show was backwards, but if you were listening last week, no, if you...